Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tone Hearn.
And this is the Van Dams. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I've called them the Van Dams. I think they might actually be Van Dams, all the way from Helsinki, Finland, Tony.
Oh.
And thanks very much to Van Dams for getting in touch with us via Facebook. I then sent them a message saying, listen, if you want to be on the show, you've got to send us an email. They did. They sent us an email with some MP3s. And I picked that one out. Really, really good. Love it. That was a track called Flash in the Night. Hopefully, we'll play more from Van Dams in the future. What is Van Dams' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Van Dams Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Van Dams Music. And Van Dams is VANDAMMES Music. Van Dams Music. Facebook.com/Van Dams Music. Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony Nil. We've got a bit of additional material for you, Tone.
Okay, cool.
This has come through from the other Paul B, Paul the other one.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm just going to read this out to you. It'll make sense later on in the show. It says, hello again, punky people. Whilst I was discussing with Mrs. B that I was sending her name to you, she seemed in a fairly generous mood, and thus 15 minutes later, we had recorded the attached. I'm not trying to take over the show or anything. I just thought they might be useful if you ever had sore throats or bad hangovers or both. I appreciate they're not to everyone's taste, but I couldn't persuade her to do rock or punk versions. Maybe next time. Kind regards, retired inspector, Paulie B. Two problems with that. First up, he still hasn't sent us a name. So the other Paulie B, who is a guy called Paul Boyle, I think we can expose him now, who is a retired police inspector, but he's also called Paul B. And we met each other several years ago, and a thoroughly nice man he is as well. And he's Paul B, and I'm Paul B, and we're all excited. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're listening for the first time, you've got no idea what I'm talking about whatsoever. But you'll find out later on in the show, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So, that's about that. If you have a joke or poem for us, that's what I normally talk about in this bit, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Quite straightforward. We haven't had many of you recently, so get in touch. I'm going to crack on with song two, Tone.
Okay.
Two songs in a row coming up. First one by a band called The Dorellas that we played before. They are... jointly from London and Brighton, I think, and they have a new release out now. Now, you might think I've made a bit of a mistake here in that I'm playing what is essentially an instrumental, but it's that good and it's got some lyrics in it. I wanted to do it anyway. It's one of the tracks off it. The reason being that of the three tracks that I was sent, we played two of them before, so I'm not sure whether it's because they're on a new label or whether they've redone them, but I wanted to play something we haven't played before in this bit. So here it comes. I'll tell you all about Nordics Yell, who are coming up after this, after you've heard them. First of all, Tony, what is the Dorellas website?
thedurellas.co.uk.
Thedurellas.com. Fully being on the internet too, Tony Neil. This is Day of the Dead.
Rope.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band all the way from Nancy, France, and they're called Nordics Yell, and a track called Quiet Spectator. Once again, they got in touch with us and said, listen, we'd like to play you our stuff. How about it? And we went, yeah, no problem at all. Just get stuck in, send us an email. They did. I checked it out. I picked a track. There you are. Nordic Shell, Quiet Spectator on the show. But what is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Nordic Yell?
No, Facebook.com/Nordic Yell. Sorry, I might have sent you the wrong. Sorry, Tony. It's Nordic Yell. The correct name for the band is Nordic apostrophe S. I do realise when I sent you this music through, I'd put the wrong name down for it.
Tricky.
Kind of my fault. But hey, that's the competition. Probably be an internet. 3 Tony Neil, isn't it? Excellent.
It is, yeah.
Cheeky. Yeah, facebook.com/Nordics Yell. We'll try and find something for them off them to play in the future as well. But do check out their website and you'll be able to find out more about them right there. And now it's time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Well, it would be. I don't have any this week.
Facebook. Tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Well, that was a shame, wasn't it?
What
we should be doing in this bit.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a message, like our page, get in touch, tell us what you liked, who you didn't like. I think maybe people got nosebleeds from leaving us all those messages for the 500th show that maybe they just got tired out. Don't know, but do get in touch.
It is possible, because we have had a slew of Facebook messages in recent weeks, so maybe you could get back to it, leave us some comments on the page, and we'll read them out in that bit. I'll never tire of the song, though.
Exactly. No.
And there's more from Mrs. Paulie B. II coming up in the second half of the show, but we still don't know her name.
Nah.
No problem, isn't it? Anyway, someone I do know the name of is Vita. In fact, Vita and Vicious, Tony. I hope I'm saying Vita right now. I've said that it might be Vita. It's not. It's Vita and the Vicious. Band from London. I'd frankly never heard of them before.
Okay.
But this came through this week. Checked it out. I thought, oh, that's good, isn't it? I'll play that track. It's a new track, Tony, called Bender.
Okay.
To do with drinking.
Right.
Not the derogatory term for homosexuals. Of course, we don't do that in this show.
Or the Futurama character.
Or the Futurama character, or indeed the fabulous film Last of the Airbenders, which was just the greatest. Oh, I didn't know you were a bender. I'll ask you now, what is Vita and the Vicious's website?
VitaandTheVicious.com.
No, VitaandTheVicious.co.uk. Poorly being internet poor, Tony Neil, this is Bender.
It's not because of you. And afterwards I'm going straight, because I always do. I didn't get to where I am by crying in my teeth. I'm going to the bar now, that's just how it's got to be. I'm gonna need a man now, it doesn't matter who. As long as you is younger and prettier than me. Someone fit for purpose, if only for tonight. I'll laugh him into bed and kick him out before it's light. Seem to be just what I need each time it all goes bang. I wonder why they weren't enough before the fun began. And tomorrow in the mirror sees my cartridges for eyes. It wouldn't be a bender otherwise. Goodbye.
next week I'll be just fine.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm going to be playing more from Vita and the Vicious. I like that little keyboard bit at the start, and that is a very, very catchy number.
Excellent.
Excellent indeed. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I was mostly ill. I had a bit like kind of a head stomachy, flu-y thingy, man flu-y thingy. So it was mainly that, and a little bit of work. That's about it, really. It's a bit quiet. Not like me, I know, but a little bit quiet. What have you been up to?
I went to Oslo.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I went last Friday morning, and I got to Stansted Airport, and they've moved it all around again. They put the Wetherspoons in another place. I wasn't comfortable.
Oh.
I wasn't comfortable at all. I only had one pint in there. But yeah, it was half six. So I went directly to the gate. I think the bar around at the gate, it's normally around gate 41 where you fly from at Stansted. And I think it's called the Wayfarers Bar or something. Anyway, I went in there for a pint. And so I got on the plane with two pints, woke up in Oslo, absolutely. The way back wasn't quite so much fun. I got stuck next to Bella. Oh, actually, no, when I got to Oslo, I got to Oslo Riga. I got on the bus from Oslo Riga to Oslo city centre. And I got sat down in what appeared to be the only available two seat with no one on it. Guess what happened? Some massive dude comes and sits down next to me. Big fat lad, massive, big wobbly bloke. So I'm squashed into the window, surrounded by him. He fell asleep on me. Massive dude behind me, his legs are too big for the seat behind him, so he's constantly kneeing and kicking me all the way through. It was like being booted to death in a giant marshmallow. Yeah.
Not nice.
When I got to Oslo, I hung about in a place called Cafe Fiasco, waiting for an Argentinian stand-up comic who was in town, and me and him had a really good chat, and hello to Adrian, who I had a really, really good old chat with. And inevitably, whenever I meet someone from Argentina, and it's not often, we do end up talking about the Malvinas. And it turns out that they should have had them all the time, and what the fuck were we doing there? Who knew? That's about as political as we'll get this week. Next week's show will be a lot more political. What with it being election week in the UK?
Oh, right, yeah, of course it is.
Indeedly doodly. I've got a lot to talk about next week. Might be why I'm not talking about much this week. Anyway, the important thing is it's time for Half Past Show and a new feature, From the Vaults. We've been playing From the Vaults on and off for years now, but this is now every week Half Past Show. And I don't know whether you've seen, but there's an advert on the TV that's featuring a song by Wanda Jackson called Funnel of Love. It's a really, 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 really old song, and I didn't think anybody knew it. And somebody, there's some people on that telly, they clearly go around listening to what I'm listening to. Anyway, That reminded me of a cover version of the Wanda Jackson classic Funnel of Love by none other than Demented Argo. We have played on the show many times before, but again, the From the Vaults this week, I'm not sure whether we've ever played Funnel of Love before, but we're playing it because it's brilliant. It's lovely. It's very unlike Demented Argo to do a song like this. As cover versions go, they don't normally pick ones like this, but it's brilliant and you're going to love it. The point is, Tony, what is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.net.
DementedArgo.de, Tony. So it's probably been Internet 5, Tony Neil. You're very close on all of these. I do feel a little bit bad, but not that bad. No. Looking forward to seeing DementedArgo in Pineda de Mar. And I'll mention that very briefly after this song as well. That'll be when I go to Psychobilly meeting in July. In the meantime, enjoy Funnel of Love. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was one classic psychobilly band followed by another. Not bad. I like what I've done there myself. Depending on Go Fun and Love, absolutely brilliant. And I have heard them do that live as well. Really, 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 really good band. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide 12-bar.
That's how it should be sung.
It is.
That's how it should be sung. And by the way, the thing I was going to say just before you do the gigs is that I heard from Helen and AD.
All right.
Our friends Helen and AD, who are back in the south of France and are threatening me with past Easter summer because they're going to be at the psychobilly meeting for 2 days. And hello to both of them.
Oh, excellent.
If I could dedicate a song to them, I'd dedicate the one you just heard because they've been in the funnel of love for many years now, Tony.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Hmm.
I, however, have been in a spiral of shite. That's only your bit.
Yep, another week, more gigs at 12 bar. Sunday night is a bit of a cinema night there, so if you are interested, do go along to that and check it out. I think they're playing Old School. A film called Old School. But I'm going to do this Saturday because we're not interested in that.
Hold on. If they're playing Funk and Old School, where's the cinema coming in?
No, they're just playing Old School, a film called Old School.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Right. Cinema thing. So I'm going to Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, the 30th. Mysterious Wheels. It's an official album launch and special guest, Pat Crilly. So Thursday night, official album launch. How much do
free.
Think? It is free.
Yes.
Nice. Friday night, English Dogs. Sick on the bus. Left for Dead.
London Calling.
It doesn't say, but it sounds like it is, doesn't it?
It's a London Calling style, isn't it? But you're saying it might not be.
Well, it doesn't say it is, but...
Well, if it doesn't say it is, it isn't.
It smacks like it. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good old punk night, anyway.
It is. Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Friday, Saturday night, Diction, Tirade, Broken Chakra, Beard Punch, Life Betrays Us, and Headcase. So, Ruction Records night.
Is it folky?
It is a little bit folky. Russian Records, Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Beard Punch. Great name for a
Beard Punch, yeah.
So that's number 66. That's 300 doors down from the Beast.
He's not got a chance, he knows who he is.
Not a chance. He's probably positively angelic.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Hey, don't go for a drive from number 66. Don't drive 300 doors up. You won't like what you find.
No.
I think, you know, what do you think is more evil? Even numbers or odd numbers?
I think odd numbers, personally.
Yeah, I do too. But the devil lives at 666.
He's tricky that though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is tricky. Do you know what? That's how he fools you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think he should live at 137 or something.
Because
I think prime numbers are evil.
Well, they are, aren't they? They're not right, are they?
No, they're wrong.
Yeah.
If it don't go into anything and nothing goes into it, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a number.
I mean, there's a reason they're called odd as well.
Is there?
Well, it's odd, isn't it?
It is a bit odd.
Yeah.
I thought the devil had missed a trick, but now I'm thinking he's got it exactly right.
Right.
Anyway, the point is, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12-bar.
Take as long with that as we did. Right. I'm just going to play this right now. Do you know what we haven't done before, Tony?
What's that?
We haven't played any rock from Sao Paulo, Brazil. I don't think so, anyway. We played it around it. So let's play some right now. This is Misconductors and Lurch.
Stand for your rights. See, I'm proud of being.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Misconductors, and by the way, I've spelt that wrong on the way to you as well. It's MISCONDUCTERS.
Right.
What is their website?
Misconductors.com.
It is! Tony 1, poorly being the internet 5. Ha ha ha. That was a track called Lurch. They are an interesting hard rock stroke metal band, all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and found via Music Submit. So they submitted their music, which is musicsubmit.com for all you bands out there. They submitted their music to us. I listened to it. I liked it. That's how it works on the show. And hopefully we'll play more by them in the future. Well, we're getting a few Brazilians these days, aren't we? I like it.
Hmm.
It's all thanks to Posuidos, when we found
yes.
Posuidos. We were from Belo Horizonte. Since then, we've had a few Brazilians through. And a few Portuguese, but all the Portuguese that come through are real slow pop. They need to grow a pair, the Portuguese. They need to start rocking out.
Yes, they do.
Are you doing anything this week?
Might I go watch the new Avengers?
Oh,
that film. Oh, not, obviously not the new Avengers, the Avengers film. And we're booking a holiday, I think. We're going to actually go away and stuff.
Blimey.
Yeah. So we'll probably go to Italy, we think, in June.
How will you be getting there?
We have to fly.
Lonely.
I know. I think
not
I might
so
try
this.
I might try the 2 pints before the airplane thing. That seems to work quite well.
More than that.
Ah, 3. Sod it. Yeah, it'll be fine. It's a short flight.
Have 3 and you can get miniatures for the plane as well.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm going to be spending a bit more time at my mate Steve's pub, which is still not open.
Isn't it?
Waiting for a cellar cooler, yeah. So going up there again for a few days. Might be doing one or two other things as well. Who knows, Tony?
Excellent.
Who knows indeed. Anyway, that's all I've got planned this week. So I'm almost as guilty as you of being a complete letdown on life. Anyway, I thought what would be nice, Tony, if I got you to introduce the next song.
All right.
Right. It's from my mate, Mira, who is one of the guys in De Hoya Hella, all the way from Denmark. But he's got this offshoot band that he's got going. He's just toured Australia doing this. It's kind of sort of psychedelic stoner rock, I suppose you'd call it. I like it. He sent me through the fastest track. He's not daft. He knows what to do there. So, Tony, first of all, oh, and there'll be another song after this that I'll tell you about after this. I'm quite excited about the song after this as well. What is his Facebook? What is the Facebook page for the band? So you're going to have to try and pronounce the band now.
Facebook.com/Muriskia.
Yes, it is. And it's MYRESKAER. Is the Facebook page, but the actual name of the band is the SKNCANE Connected, which is Muriskia. So it might be. Anyway, could off be. You go, Tony. Introduce. Oh, it's Tony 2, probably in step 5.
There you go.
Off you go.
This is Muriskia and Gröna Grundy.
past. Yahovah et Ufasta. Yais la Abnada. Yais la Abnada.
Head.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Smile and Burn. Guess where they're from?
San Paulo?
Berlin.
Oh?
Absolutely nice. Brilliant band. First time I've heard of them. They've come through via Lee at Saviour PR. I found out if you're listening last week, it is a PR company that looks after loads and loads and loads of good bands. They send a lot through. I have a feeling we're going to be playing more than Saviour PR in future weeks. And thanks very much to Lee, who's been really, really helpful, because he sometimes the files are a bit big and he cuts them down and hands them over. He's brilliant. That is the last track on Smile and Burn's latest album, which I strongly recommend you get. What is Smile and Burn's website?
Smileandburn.de?
No, smileandburn.com. Only being an internet six, Tony, too. The games I play. and the track is called Assholes on Parade.
Right.
Yeah. And also, well done on the attempted pronunciation of Mjølnir and Grønlandsgrinde, but I don't know whether I've said that right either. Danish. The Danish can't speak Danish. What chance have we got? Anyway, hope you like the track. Have you got a track for us?
No.
Right. Maybe you could talk us through that.
Yep, I need twats. If you don't send them, I can't read them out. I only need to know is who they are, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. Can't do the feature unless you send me twats, and I do love a good twat. Thank you very much.
You do, however, have some more gigs, don't you?
I've got another gig guide, yes.
You've got another gig with me. I'm for
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
And that's the new tune.
Isn't it just?
Now, they actually did one. The mysterious Mrs. Boyle actually did one for the other gig guide as well. But frankly, I like the way we sing it. But it's nice. When we've got a part two, I think we should have that one instead. Sound fine?
That's fine to me.
Excellent. Off you go then.
So I've got a couple of gigs. This Thursday is from Graham.
Graham!
Yeah, so it's the Sound, Food and Drink again. So it's free rock and roll this Thursday night at Duke Street in Liverpool. 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. first band, and it's all free. They have Joyce Division, Bite Back and Sergeant Buzzfuzz.
Did you say Joyce Division?
Joyce Division, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
And on Monday, same place, Sound, Food and Drink, there's a United Sound of La Maxia. It's a 2 p.m. start, £5 voluntary donation on the door. So free, but really not.
So basically, you can go free, but they recommend that you lobby
it. Yeah. It's a fundraiser for the Save the Lomax campaign.
Right, so don't be tight. Lob a fiver in.
Exactly.
Lob a tenner in.
Yeah, 2 p.m. start. It's going to be a long day. Elephants, Filthy Note, In By Ones, Billy Kelly, and more to be announced.
Of course, it's the bank holiday, isn't it? That's why.
Of course. Of course it is.
What a great thing to do on your bank holiday in Liverpool. Go and see a load of bands and for about £5.
These bank holidays pass us by when we're self-employed. It's just...
They do, don't they? We don't
hard to remember.
We don't think about them. I mean, the thing is, it's a normal working day for you. And for me, it's just another day doing nothing.
But that's it. So do go along to that. There you go.
Well, thank you, Graham. That concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
And now it's time for the last track of Punky Radio this week, Tony. And
cool.
You know what? We've saved a great one to last. This again came through via Save Your PR, and thanks very much to Lee. Band called Brunel, all the way from Plymouth.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
bands from all over the place this week. This is track 3 from their latest album, which is really rather good. You're going to like it a lot. What is Brunel's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Brunel Music.
Oh, Facebook.com/Brunel Band. Probably be in the internet 7, Tony, too. I'll tell you what, I've done well on the score sheet. Well, that's about it for this week. I hope you enjoyed yourself. That was indeed a track called Score Sheet. I hope you picked that up either from how I announced the song or when you actually heard him saying Score Sheet in the song. It's called Score Sheet. Have I said that? Score Sheet.
Score Sheet, yeah.
Yeah. If it was an Italian-American director of great films such as Taxi Driver and the like, it would be called Martin Score Sheetsy. Perhaps you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show before we go.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, Radio Andra, Radio ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM, tbfmonline.co.uk, and we're on Saturday mornings at 11, I believe.
Thanks very much to all those stations for carrying the show. We very much appreciate it. And hello to everyone listening online right now. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Gopoon, gopoon.
Budger guns, yeah. Budger guns, yeah.